Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Aware is celebrating 35 years of making change, helping women, being a lifeline for women. We're going to find out more about their work, especially since Sunday is a celebration of International Women's Day. The theme this year, Each for Equal. Aware has been celebrating women's achievement and helping forge a gender equal world for 35 years. Margaret, you were one of the founding members. First up, welcome to Influence.
Thank you.
So you were a former investment analyst with MAS in the 70s. SPH is home for you as well. You worked here for 25 years with BT and Asia One. And then in 1985, you were founding member of Aware. I wonder if you can take us back to a little bit of the origins of Aware.
Well, there was a whole bunch of us, a whole bunch of women who were very upset with some of the policies then. Elitist, eugenicist, sexist policies. This was the mid-80s with the whole graduate mother debate. There was a forum where we didn't really know each other. Five of us were speakers. And after the forum, the anger and the sense that we got to do something about it continued as we had tea. And we decided to continue meeting. And this led to us deciding to form Aware, which was registered in November 1985.
And since you've been with Aware and seen it through 35 years at several different generations, what would you say are the current greatest challenges for women in Singapore?
The current challenges, there's one which has been a perennial, and this is violence against women in all its forms, outright rape to domestic violence to emotional violence. And that's been a main theme of our work for 35 years, and it continues today. Go ahead.
So I was just reading today a piece of research just released by the UN saying 9 in 10 people are prejudiced against women, thinking university education is more important for men or that men deserve jobs more if work is scarce. I wonder, when it comes to gender parity in the business world, what is the main message you'd like to put out today?
Look at the studies done by organizations like the World Bank, which show that when you have women on your boards and in your top management, companies tend to have stronger growth, higher margins, better share price performance. The hard evidence is there that diversity does help.
Indeed. And yet we still see this research, 9 in 10, bias against women. And that's based on research culled from about 80% of the world's population.
Yeah, well, the world is still very much a man's place. You know, I mean, we've got these patriarchal systems and mindsets that continue to dominate.
I wonder then if you can share a little from your perspective of how far we've come in Singapore, because International Women's Day is also meant to be a celebration of women's achievements. And in that same vein, what are some of the greatest hurdles to working women's sense of self-actualization?
Yeah, well, Singapore's made considerable progress. When we started out with Aware in 85, there were still some laws that actively discriminated against women, even in the Constitution. Those have been more or less taken away in the mid-20s. But the continuing mindset is still an obstacle for women. There is still a glass ceiling because men on boards and top positions tend to self-select when they're looking for replacements. And some of this seeps into women's consciousness. You know, that whole argument about leaning and so on. Are we holding back? Are we not aiming to get into higher positions because of all these signals around the place?
I wonder if you can share your take on the theme for International Women's Day, Each for Equal, and what this could mean for women in Singapore?
Well, whatever the actual wording of the theme, wanting to find gender equality has been the driving force for Aware for 35 years. And the fact that we have a lot of support in many quarters, growing support in many quarters, even in the corporate world, suggests that a lot of people share this
and
goal.
Understand it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the younger generation is showing greater understanding of it and a readiness to practice it, not just to accept it, but to practice it.
All right.
I think an important thing we need to do is try and get more rigorous teaching into the schools about the importance of gender equality.
I wonder if you can talk a little about Aware's efforts to remain relevant. I mean, you've talked about young people coming on board, but here you are, founding member and still president of Aware till 2020. You know, for this term till 2020.
Well, yes. Well, I think what we've done all along, when we first started, we spent a lot of time talking, debating, arguing, and we continue to do that even as we have become a much more professional organization in the last 10 years. So it's researching, endless debate, reaching out to different people. And that's been our approach, which is to remain as open as possible to whatever is going on and to try and distill it. And, you know, there are many issues that need attention, all kinds of injustices and inequalities that women face. We can't tackle all of them at the same time. Mm-hmm. So we try and look at what's the most pressing and what we can best work on given our experience and resources. So currently, apart from violence, which has been ongoing for a long time, in the last year or two, we've been looking at caregiving and aging, which are very pressing matters for Singapore.
As we look forward to this year, is the last year of your term that started in 2018. Margaret, what do you leave as in terms of your legacy as president of AWARE?
Yeah.
What do you
want
to
leave? Well, we've been on the board. We've been together with senior staff and many volunteers. We've been working on making sure that we have a sustainable AWARE. You know, when we started AWARE 25 years ago, we sometimes perhaps joked about, oh, we're going to do so much that there'll be no longer a need for AWARE at some point. I don't think that's going to happen in my lifetime.
Yeah.
So we need to keep AWARE strong and relevant and sustainable. So we're looking at things like funding, making sure there's a good pool of talent, partners and supporters, so that we can keep doing this, the important work of research and advocacy and providing care services and training programs.
What do you think your biggest contribution has been? Would it be that T-shirt that said, shut up and sit down?
That was fun.
Is that still on sale? I'd like to get one.
No, not well, yes, we did. We come up with one to mark the 10th anniversary last year. But I think the important thing is that AWARE has been all along a collective effort. Women coming together to try and help solve problems that women face because they are women. You know, and I'm just glad to have been part of this process all along.
All right. Well, I wonder if you can tell us a little bit about how AWARE is planning to mark 35 years of making change happen.
Yes, it's incredible to think that we're 35 years. But one major, we've got a whole range of things planned, but the first one that's coming up is just next month. On 10th April, we will be holding the Superwomen in Concert. We did this is the second one. We did the first one in 2010 to mark our 25th birthday, and it was a wonderful celebration of women on stage. This time, we've got some incredible names lined up. Stephanie Sun, Joanna Dong, Rahima Rahim. What's amazing is that these women, when they were approached by Pam Wee, our wonderful supporter who's organized the first one and this concert, they all said yes readily because they want to support the cause and they want to support AWARE. And so we've got some nice little twists this time around. We've got family pairings, like Rahima Rahim will be singing with her 14-year-old granddaughter. So
that's
the money raised,
it's
going to be quite fun. There are a few other such family pairings. The money raised, it's not just a celebration. There's a serious thing. We want to raise money for our Women's Helpline and the Sexual Assault Care Center, which do very important work to help women in distress.
Margaret, you've been speaking up and speaking out against injustice for a large part of your life. I know you have a master's in sociology from LSE. And, you know, when it comes to speaking out for a lot of people, if you can see different perspectives, sometimes that leads genuinely to a sense of doubt, being unable to raise your voice, so to speak, because sometimes the people with the loudest voices in the room have the most conviction and the least doubt. What has fueled you as an advocate, and how do you deal with what must be, you know, exhausting and personally difficult?
I think what drives a lot of us is simply the sense of injustice, you know, that the fact that really, the world shouldn't be discriminating against anyone simply because of one facet of their being, whether it's gender or color of your skin and so on. And at the heart of it, feminism really is about bringing about a more just and equal world. And I think this is, there are different sides of the story, as you say, always. But if you just go back to what is right, what should be the right thing to do, you know, justice, fairness, isn't that the basis of everything we do? Shouldn't that be the basis of our approach to life?
Yeah, it is. It should be. That's a big journey you have still ahead of you, yeah? Are you looking forward to relinquishing the presidency at the end of this year?
Well, actually, I'm likely to be standing once again.
Fantastic. That's wonderful. Well, we look forward.
Yeah, no, we can do that because, you know, we professionalized AWARE. And so there's an incredibly strong team of very competent, passionate women working at AWARE. It's their job every day to go in and pursue AWARE's cause. And it's made a big difference to what we've been able to do.
Well, thank you very much for your time and happy birthday to AWARE, turning 35 this year. You just said Margaret Thomas, the president, founding member of AWARE as well.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.